SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, LGBTQI plus groups say more options on gender diversity need to be included in the census. A 17-year-old Indigenous male has died in a Western Australian youth detention centre. And in football, Graham Arnold announces Socceroos squad for third round of FIFA World Cup qualifiers. Good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. LGBTQI plus advocacy group Equality Australia has welcomed the concession by the government to add a question about sexuality into the census, but says the survey must include trans and gender diverse Australians. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has backflipped on the decision to not change any questions ahead of the next census, saying a single question about sexuality would be added. Earlier this week, another senior Labor MP ruled out any changes from the 2021 questionnaire due to fears of division in the community. Equality Australia's CEO Anna Brown says all Australians need to be included.
It's unclear what the government's plans are in relation to questions covering trans people and intersex people, but what we do know is that this data is vital to make government decisions about programs and funding to ensure that they are governing for all Australians.
A 17-year-old Indigenous male held at the Banksia Hill Detention Centre in Perth has died overnight. WA Premier Roger Cook has confirmed the teenager's death, saying he was found unresponsive by the staff, with paramedics attempting to resuscitate him unsuccessfully. The 17-year-old was admitted into the centre on the evening of Tuesday, August the 27th, and spent most of yesterday out of his cell. The WA Commissioner for Corrective Services, Brad Royce, says he reviewed the footage of the incident and he was satisfied with the actions of the officers. Mr. Cook has described the death as a tragic incident.
Look, this is a horrible, horrible event. On behalf of the WA government, we send our deepest and most sincere condolences to the family and everyone impacted by this event. We are very saddened by it, and I think everyone is touched by this particular incident.
This was the second death in a WA correction centre following the death of Cleveland Dodd last October, with Mr. Cook saying the youth correctional system is under reform. US Vice President Kamala Harris has given her first exclusive interview since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee, along with her running mate Tim Walz. Ms. Harris has outlined her agenda for the presidency, pointing out that it is her priority to strengthen the middle class in the US and to reaffirm the Biden administration's policies on climate change. She also defended the US president's decisions on immigration, a hot topic for Republican candidate Donald Trump, saying she will not change course on those positions if elected. Ms. Harris has called out Donald Trump for spreading division across the US society, saying people have had enough.
I think sadly, in the last decade, we have had in the former president someone who has really been pushing an agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans, really dividing our nation, and I think people are ready to turn the page on that.
Victoria's chief health officer says there's a need to lift the Mpox vaccination rate among at-risk people. More than 350 people have contracted Mpox in Australia this year, with the disease being spread through sexual activity. People who identify as LGBTIQ+ are considered most at risk of being infected. The outbreak in Australia is less severe than the type that's causing serious illness and deaths in Central Africa. Dr. Claire Looker says more than 4,500 Victorians have sought a first or second dose of the Mpox vaccine this year. But she says there's room for improvement, as only about half of those considered most at risk have had a vaccination.
About 50% of people who identify as MSM or GBQ+ have had at least one vaccine dose, so that does suggest there's room for improvement. So we're continuing to work very closely with stakeholders to make sure that that vaccine is readily available for people.
To be fully vaccinated, people need to have two-dose Mpox vaccine, with a second dose administered at least 28 days after the first dose. In football, Graham Arnold has announced the 26-player squad set to participate in the FIFA World Cup 2026 qualifying matches against Bahrain and Indonesia. Bayern Munich winger Nestori Iraconda has been included despite a recent injury scare, with several others such as Thomas Deng and Keanu Backus returning to the squad. These will be the first games in the third round of the World Cup qualifiers of the Asian zone, with China, Japan and Saudi Arabia rounding up the group. Australia is set to take on Bahrain on September the 5th in Queensland and will travel to Jakarta for their game against Indonesia 5 days later. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. And remember to check out our suite of podcasts this weekend. They include SBS News In Depth, where you can get more background on the stories making news today, and Weekend One-on-One, where you can hear special features, in-depth interviews and more.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.